Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. No Joel, he is out in today. AJ Hoffman, nice enough to fill in for Joel and Jerome, who had a dental emergency. So thoughts and prayers to Jerome. Joining us on the show now, our comedian of the week, the Right Reverend Rob Mungle.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Rob.
It's great to be here, Barry.
Did you call him the Ripe Reverend?
Right Reverend. The Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how did you get that, by the way?
I became a reverend online.
So you actually like the University of Phoenix for reverends?
Right, it is. It's Universal Life Church. It costs $12.
So wait, so AJ and I could become reverends?
Yeah. I've done over 50 weddings.
Oh, and what are we doing?
In fact, I've done 50 weddings, and I've only had 3 divorces. So I'm better than the Catholic Church.
So you're kicking ass.
Better.
That is good.
You've had less divorces than Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Wow. That is good.
Yeah. Nobody can make it work here.
And he's had 50 weddings, too.
Yeah.
So that's, he's on 51. Now,
and actually, I bought the title. You can buy a title. You get to become reverend for free. You can buy a title. I bought the title, the Right Reverend, the Grand Revelator.
So you could get your own title?
Yeah. And I wanted to get it on my driver's license, but they wouldn't do it. You're like, Grand Revelator. No, the Right Reverend, the Grand Revelator. They said they would put Reverend, but they wouldn't put the whole
You're
thing.
Like Meta World Peace, kind of.
I'm going to get Reverend Joel Osteen, AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, you could.
You should.
Yeah. I like it.
That would be kind of ballsy. Yeah. All right. Now, first of all, we usually run clips on Fridays when we have our comedian of the week. And so I send Rob a Facebook message. And I'm like, hey, man, link me to some of your clean stuff. He was like,
I looked at three things. I said, well, let me try it. No, that ain't going to work.
I found a really old video, and I was like, who is this guy that looks like he molested Rob? That can't be Rob.
Did you used to have like a... When
he used to have hair. He used
to be
thinner.
No, that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you?
No,
you
that wasn't me.
You've been bald since you were 9
I've
years old.
I've been bald
huh?
since I was 19, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, this was 94. You had hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Did you 94? Know that video exists?
No.
Yeah, you were talking about how lucky it would be.
That's some great stuff about Clinton.
No, you were talking about how awesome it would be to be Jesus, because then you could just walk around and tell girls to orally pleasure you and call it a commandment.
Man, that's pretty good stuff.
He's like, that's right good.
That held up.
That still holds up.
Yeah.
That still has legs.
Yeah, that's strong.
Yeah, I might open with that.
Put that in your notebook.
Yeah. That's got legs.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, we'll just bring Rob in and let him talk.
We should have played it. If you could say it, you should have played it.
No, it wasn't that clean. Trust me. It wasn't.
You cleaned
it would have sounded like Morse code. Beep, 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 beep.
Right.
Nah, it wasn't happening. I got to tell this story, though, because this is the God's honest truth. So, when I first started comedy, John Westling gave me one of my first guest sets at a club. And it was you. I think you were featuring.
Right.
And John Westling was headlining the show. And so I was so excited. Like, the guest set at a club is a big deal for a new comic. So I'm
first,
just
was it a weekend?
AJ, you actually came to my first guest set ever. Do you remember that at Bohemio's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was bad, wasn't it? It was horrible. It's still bad, but at least now I get paid. But no, so this was my first club guest set. And my parents were there, and I told my mom, now listen, the guy that goes up after me, his name's Rob, he's going to say the C word a lot. So she hates that word. Like, that's just, I was like, so just be prepared. Just keep going. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally that C word. So we get done with the show, and my mom comes up to me. She was like, who is the guy after you? I loved him. He is my favorite. I'm like, he's your favorite? I was on the show.
I'm your
no,
son.
Yeah. No. So when I bring him up like in an open mic, I always tell people my mom's favorite comic is Rob Mungle.
I reach across all lines, barriers, age barriers, sex barriers, relationships. I reach across racial barriers. People love me.
Do they?
I'm a delight. Yeah. I'm rainbows and sunshine.
Oh, really?
Drink it in, baby.
When she asked, you should have said, his name's Rob Kungle.
Yeah, it would have been quite appropriate, actually. Have you set like a world? Is there like a Guinness Book of World Records of how many times you've said it?
Let's
on
find
stage?
Out. Let's try out.
Let's
on
party
yeah,
right now.
Wednesday at the Improv. Yeah. We're gonna find out.
Now
why wait? Let's do it right here.
I told Nick. What did I tell you when I said Rob's coming on the show? What was my advice to you?
Not to play any of his audio because it's not cleanable.
And where did I tell you to stand?
Right by the button.
Yeah. I was like, bro, you're gonna have to stand by the dump button.
You know, I've worked in mass media before. I've been around.
You know,
I know the drill. Look, he's getting closer now.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just keep my finger over here.
I'm going to make that kid jump.
It's to my right.
Now, you have a show at the Improv next week, correct?
Correct, next Wednesday.
Okay, can people find out about the show?
ImprovHouston.com. You can just go there and look up Rob Mungo. It'll be next Wednesday, and tickets are available.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, by the way. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
That.
Yeah.
It's weird how you're on my show.
You know what?
But it's weird that I'm
you
not.
You want to come do a guest set?
No, I'm out of town.
God.
Oh, look at this. Big talker.
Sorry, I'm touring. What?
The old
touring.
Yeah.
By the way, here's an
when
inside
you pull
tip.
Back the curtain on comedians, yeah. It's such a petty crybaby business.
It's horrible.
It is.
I had you on my set, and you're not going to bring whatever.
Actually, I mean, I'm obviously joking.
That's why he brought me on. He goes, just so I can.
Yeah, that's it.
He said, I'm going to sneak attack this son of a bitch.
Yeah. I was like, that's it. You know what? You don't put me on the show.
My mom loves him. Yeah. I'll show him.
Yeah. I do that
show
to every
mom.
Comic. Every
Here's
comic
your
that comes
comic,
through.
Mom. Listen to the sound check when I just ripped him to shreds.
But
who's your son now, Mom?
Mama Mungo.
All right,
Mrs. Laminack, you're a lovely woman.
This is getting out of hand. tickets online at improvhouston.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
You've got a sponsor for the show? You're like fancy.
Well,
that's why you couldn't get on the show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't
you're
have that kind
nothing
of pull.
To the table.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much. I work with different whiskey groups in town.
Why is that, Rob?
Because of a podcast I do,
which is
it's called the Whiskey Brothers.
And who's on that?
It's myself and Slade Ham and Sam Damaris. Now John Wessling used to be part of it.
Oh, is John Wessling out of the group?
Yeah, he works. He's on
AJ
the boats
smells
now.
Blood.
Oh.
He's on the boats now. He can't do. He's too big for us.
So was it a big is it a big scene to kick him out of the group?
He wasn't kicked. He had to take. He's got a family and stuff. He had stuff he had to do. So it's not
and
a
the
big
rest
deal.
Of you,
podcasting doesn't pay.
But
that.
I know,
and there's no money in podcasting.
Slade's always like overseas in all these foreign countries doing jokes. You're telling me that he can find time, but John Wessling
he's
can't?
Overseas and he comes back and he doesn't have four kids.
He's got like a fish, and that's it.
John, he should have got a vasectomy like 2 kids ago.
Yeah, easily.
But
easily.
He wanted to name them all after his favorite comedians. So.
Which, in hindsight, Cosby.
His daughter named Cosby.
Was a. Looking back on that, it's like naming your kid Adolf now. Yeah. It's like, you know what? That was a poor choice.
We named him after our favorite president, Nixon.
Yes. All right, so
I do stuff with different, and Old Forester Whiskey is sponsoring it, so they're going to have some pre-show tastings and stuff. So
nice.
You get there at 7, the show's at 8, doors at 7, get there at 7, they'll have some different samples you can partake of.
So a little incentive to get there early, because let's face it, Houston folks, whether it's the Rocket Games or otherwise, we don't get there early.
Well, also, 8 o'clock, they're going to start charging you for those drinks.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you get there at 7:30, you got 30 minutes of free drinking.
And tickets are $10, so I mean...
That's ridiculously cheap. Now, I know you have a promo code, right, to save some money?
It's $10. I'm not giving them a two-for-one.
What are you trying to get?
Cheap-ass Ross.
You want two-for-one?
Yeah, that's what I did when I had my night. I gave tickets cheap.
That's $10.
Barry's giving his tickets out to homeless guys.
I'm a whore.
I just need people in the seats.
I'm a whore, too.
I'm a seat whore. If I can get you in there, I don't care if I'm paying you $2 to go.
I am a whore, too. But they were like, well, we could do it. Like, no, it's $10. If they can't afford $10, don't come. Stay home.
So
you can watch my special on Amazon Prime for free.
So you're saying your crowd is not poor people. You don't
like
people.
No, I have plenty of poor people.
Okay.
I just don't let them in. They're my fans.
They wait outside and listen like the next room is having sex in a
they're
hotel.
Like a kid watching a baseball game in the 1920s. You know, they're sitting over the fence. Whatever.
Now,
what do you think of Bob McNair?
Wow, smooth Rob.
Oh man, can I talk about that guy for a minute?
Yes, you
can. What a piece of garbage. I mean, all right. Look, say what you will. I'm not here to defend a billionaire.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm not going to. But the only problem I have with Bob McNair, how can somebody be so stupid so many times? How can you want this thing was settled 6 months ago? He had this problem 6 months ago.
Let me introduce you to the President of the United States.
Yeah, exactly right.
Rich old white men, they'll make the same mistake over and over
I envision
again.
His secretary or somebody over there in the office, over there in energy going, what is he doing? Somebody shut him up. Was he on a podcast or something?
See, I picture his son being the one, because his son's like the heir to all this.
Yeah.
And I don't know Cal McNair. But I imagine Cal McNair being like a Billy.
That just sounds like a Western folk hero.
Yeah.
It's like somebody fights crime and
I imagine him being like City. Like Arthur or Billy Madison. And right. like if he doesn't inherit his dad's business, he's screwed.
Can't spell Rurudo.
Yeah. So screwing that up.
Is that a Z? It looks like an Incan pyramid.
So they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna have to take the team away, Bob. And then Cal's like, what the Cal's like, oh, I've got to learn how to paint. I'm an artist.
All I have are these 600 Jimmy John's franchises now. What am I going to do with myself?
Yeah, he's got to be the most panicked. Like, Dad, come on, man. You're ruining this for me.
And some people, I was talking to somebody like, oh, it's just because you're a Saints fan. You're talking about, like, I was an Oiler fan. I grew up an Oiler fan, right?
Oh.
Love You Blue was my jam.
Yeah.
So I am Houston proud. And when the Oilers left, I wanted to find a team that would break my heart just as much. And there were the Saints. They took that over for me. And it was fine. And I was going to be a Texan fan until the day they released their logo back in 2001.
Yes.
And I said, I'm not going to support a team that has a jockstrap for a logo. And you looked that in your head. That's not a bull. That's a jockstrap.
Kind of,
It is a jockstrap. You will never unsee that now.
You've ruined the Texans now.
Yeah. Well, that's why I am a Texans fan. I actually have the tattoo all the way through.
Although most Longhorns don't have
it. It looks like underwear on me.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, that is the Right Reverend Ron Munkle. If you want to go to his show next week on April 11th, you can get tickets at improvhouston.com. Mm-hmm. They're not on sale. You pay full price or you don't go, damn it.
That's right.
It's $10.
It's $10.
Yeah,
don't
$10.
Be a poor.
That's right. Hey, thanks for doing this,
thanks
man.
For
thanks for coming
me.
Out. Absolutely.
Good to see you.
Rob Munkle, how can I get you on Twitter, at Rob Munkle? Any other social media stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Twitter.
All right.
Yeah.
Whiskey Brothers, just Google the Whiskey Brothers.
Yeah, you go to praisewhiskey.com.
Praisewhiskey.com. All right,
And there's no John Wessling to deal with anymore. Yeah. So, hey, cheers to that.
We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.